Welcome to Breast Cancer Update. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. Clearly, there's a major trend in systemic management of breast cancer towards the use of tissue markers to predict the need for and response to systemic therapy. I met with Dr. Edith Perez for her take on the rapid evolution of this treatment strategy and for an update on clinical trials evaluating adjuvant trastuzumab. Dr. Perez began our conversation by commenting on predictors of response to endocrine therapy.
First of all, there are some translational data that have been released over the last year that really have implications for practice that we need to start thinking about. One of them is really the lack of value of paying too much attention to progesterone receptor status related to the benefit of aromatase inhibitors. Because there was a lot of confusion that was raised when the initial data from ATAC were reported based on local testing for estrogen progesterone receptor. And now that there has been central testing for ERPR with data presented at the San Antonio meeting in 2006, the so-called trans-ATAC, which is the translational aspect of ATAC, demonstrating that patients benefit from anastrozole independent of whether the PR is positive or negative. And these data are consistent with the data from the other aromatase inhibitor studies. So that should help clinicians be confident related to the use of aromatase inhibitors independent of the progesterone receptor status, as long as the estrogen receptor is positive. So that thing is very important for consideration. That's one area. The second area related also to testing in the setting of aromatase inhibitors is HER2, because many people felt that aromatase inhibitors just kind of worked only on HER2 positive. But now we have data also presented at San Antonio and at ASCO demonstrating that aromatase inhibitors benefit both HER2 positive and HER2 negative patients.
I guess one of the things that I have heard more about is the question of how effective is hormonal therapy in the patient with a HER2 positive tumor, particularly in view of the tandem data. Can you comment on that and what your thoughts are about it?
Yeah, the data are actually disappointing related to the benefit of aromatase inhibitors alone or even aromatase inhibitors in combination with trastuzumab for these patients. We've known from preclinical modeling that these HER2 positive tumors are aggressive. They tend to have a fast growth rate. So if we think about that, then it's logical to say, okay, hormonal therapy is not going to work well alone. These tumors really require more aggressive treatment with chemotherapy and trastuzumab, and in the future, potentially lapatinib. So these data are surprising, but not really surprising. However, the data from Tandem, as well as the data from a small phase 2 study of letrozole plus trastuzumab, are consistent enough that I've actually changed my practice, because before this data became available, if someone asked me, Edith, what is your management of a patient with estrogen receptor positive, HER2 positive breast cancer? It really had been an aromatase inhibitor.
Now that's in the metastatic setting?
In the metastatic setting.
Right.
For premenopausal women, we have always recommended tamoxifen. But now that these data are available, certainly trastuzumab adds to the benefit of the anastrozole in a statistically significant way, something that we cannot overlook. But I believe, based on this data, that the patients with HER2-positive breast cancer are patients with such aggressive disease that they should be treated with chemotherapy in combination with trastuzumab upfront.
Even if they're asymptomatic?
Well, that is in general terms. For a patient with metastatic, symptomatic, HER2-positive, ER-positive breast cancer, we should not rely on hormonal therapy alone or even hormonal therapy and trastuzumab based on really the 21% response rate and the median time to progression of less than 6 months.